News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, now the National Lotto jackpot will remain at a record €19,060,800 in tomorrow night's draw. So with the top prize capped, how are the additional funds in the draw distributed? We're joined by Sarah Orr, spokesperson from the National Lottery. Sarah, just explain to us, why is it capped at €19 million?
Yeah, so the reason that it's capped at the moment, so it's actually common practice for lottery jackpots to be capped. So 19 million, so it's actually above the base level jackpot, you know, for the EuroMillions game as well. So of course, in this case, it's guaranteed to be won by someone in Ireland. But because of the cap, the flow down of prizes, it actually gives more players the opportunity to, you know, win even bigger prizes. So there's a bit of an extra level of excitement, you know, there has been for players across the last three draws. And of course, we expect that now to continue until the jackpot's won.
Okay, but is that the case? Because I have, and I don't know if this criticism is legit or not, I have heard some complaints that, for example, some of the prizes below that, you know, 5+ and so on, that they've got smaller.
Well, you see, so that's the thing. So just to kind of clarify, with the funds that would have gone to the jackpot, so they're not rolling down to all of the prize tiers. So what actually happens is they're rolling down to the next prize tier after the jackpot at which there's a winner. So in the last three draws, it's been the match 5+ bonus tier, which has benefited from the prize flow down. So, you know, we've seen that the winners at that category, they've had quite a noticeable boost to their winnings. But say, for example, you know, if there hadn't have been a match 5+ bonus winner, say in the last draw, those funds would have gone down then to the next category, which would have been the match 5 category. So, yeah, so the funds, they're not being divided amongst all of the prize tiers. Instead, they're flowing down to the next tier after the jackpot at which there's a winner.
So the match 5+ won last Saturday night. How much did they win? Can you remember off the top of your head?
Yeah, on Saturday night just gone, it was one winner. So they won just over 1.2 million. So you know, that was quite a big boost to that particular tier.
Okay, so they are going up. So but some of the other prizes are going down.
Well, you see, so all the prize tiers, so you see, they're actually, the prizes in the lotto game, so they're allocated on a paramutual basis. So it means that the prizes, they're actually determined by the number of players who win in the prize category. So, you know, there's more and more people playing, so there would be more winners in each of the different categories. So that's going to have an effect on how those prize pools are divided out.
Okay. How many people played the lotto last weekend?
Well, there was actually, you know what, there was over 200,000 people who won. So, you know, there was actually over 233,000 who won prizes. So there's more, as the jackpots get higher, there's always more and more people who play.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Sarah Orr, spokesperson from the National Lottery. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.